Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long has joined us. Dwayne, how goes it?
It's spring, and it's spring football, man. So my mood is outstanding.
We got a peek at some of the spring football action. Ohio State had its first of 15 scheduled spring practices on Friday, continued over the weekend, and we'll be at it again today, and we will be there with bells on. First, we need to put to bed the basketball season. Dwayne and I have yet to comment on Ohio State bowing out in the NCAA tournament to Oral Roberts. A very disappointing loss. Dwayne, your final comment on the basketball season.
Well, I look at it this way, and we argued about this on the board most of the weekend. It was a great run. This is not a number two seed talent wise. It's not. Holtman got this out of some guys. Would anybody on this any starter on this Buckeye squad? How many of them would be starters at Michigan? How many of them would be starters at Illinois? This is just not a super talented team, and he got everything he could out of them. Oral Roberts is obviously better than their seed. I mean, that's better than a 15-seeded team. They're very well coached, and they got some guys that can shoot the eye out of the basket. I mean, they just can drop threes all day. Before this, someone said he was like Steph Curry, the one kid that led the nation in scoring. And they were just better than we thought they were. And, you know, the Big Ten season was so tiring, plus the tournament. This team just it got everything it could out of it, or Holtman got everything he could out of it. I'm happy that he's gotten this far, and I'm optimistic about the future. The only thing I can say about it is, this guy, he has to improve his recruiting. We got to get some better kids in here. And when he does, watch out.
Yeah, just to comment on what you said, I think E.J. Liddell would probably start on pretty much any team in America. But your point is well taken, especially in the backcourt. It's a guards game. Dwayne Washington, to me, is a guy who wants to be a great player and is a really good player. But when you try and do things on the court that you're just not capable of doing, you get exposed. I thought that happened. As far as the recruiting, they're caught in kind of a tough spot here because the level of player that you're talking about to kind of change the scales is more of a lottery type player. I'm not sure if they are in on that. I do think Malachi Branham will be a nice little boost for them. The shooting guard who just led St. Vincent St. Mary to a state title. I would be very optimistic about the impact he could make. I'm also hesitant to make too large a judgment off this season, much like the NBA bubble. It's just such a wacky year that I'm not sure you can take much out of it in terms of what happened this year portending to the future. So obviously the Big Ten has not had a good tournament. It's basically Michigan in a pile of dust right now. The talk of Holtman possibly being on the hot seat to me is just incredibly premature. Let's move to football and football recruiting. And in that respect, your wheelhouse, Ohio State, has offered another in-state offensive lineman. This one, a 2023 out of the same high school as the last one, Wayne in Huber Heights outside Dayton. Joshua Padilla, I think he's more of a guard prospect than a tackle prospect. You'll remember Ohio State has already offered Emil Wagner, class of 2022. And also on that line was tight end Elijah Brown is going to Alabama. So Wayne put some big quality men out there to fight you. Your thoughts on Josh Padilla and the early offer?
Yeah, he's probably going to slide inside. He'll be a guard. That's what I'm seeing out of him. He's still got something to do. He's still a kid that needs more work. That's the thing about him. You can see when I look at his film thing, I say, yeah, he's a sophomore. And how much better he'll get from sophomore to junior film. Well, look at Wagner. You've got Elijah Brown, who blocks very well. So they've got a guy who can teach him, coach him up, and prepare him for the next level. So it's good to get in there early on kids like this and let them know, hey, we're interested, and you stay in touch with them. And, you know, it's something, it's part of the game. It is not a pretty part of the game. And that's, you know, you get out there and you offer a kid early and you find out he's not coming along like you thought he would. Well, you know what they do? They stop calling him. That's just the way it is. And we'll see. He's a sophomore. As I said, he's got a ways to go. He's not on the same level as Emil Wagner. But he's got – it was good to get in there. It's a smart move.
Padilla's two older brothers were MAC offensive linemen, and he plays at Huber Heights Wayne. They play a tremendous schedule, so I think they're betting that Padilla will develop into a prospect they need to have. I don't think it hurts that he's lined up next to Emil Wagner, who is a more highly coveted prospect, as you said. One guy we want to talk about that has reached center stage for us is Xavier Nwankpa, an Iowa safety. Mark Porter has done his most recent Ohio State commitment evaluation on Nwankpa. That is on the front page now. You must be a premium member to read it. However, Dwayne, you have checked it out. Your thoughts on Nwankpa? There is one crystal ball pick in. It is for Ohio State. And Bill Curlis, if I had to predict now, story from the weekend, Nwankpa, he said, would be at Ohio State if he had to predict now. Your thoughts on the big safety from Iowa? Not exactly the most common spot to look for DBs.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought. Iowa? We're going to Iowa looking for a player? I don't know if I can ever remember us offering it. Well, the defensive end that just came out of there. He's in the NFL now. He was a great-looking prospect. But I thought, okay, let me go over here and look at this. I could not believe what I was seeing. Now, Mark was talking about Mike Doss and Antoine Winfield. The kid that he really reminds me of is Lathan Ransom. Just overall, his hitting is the very first play on the film. He hits a kid, and it made me go. I yelled, "Oh my! I could not believe what I was seeing. How hard he hit this kid!" And it continued as I'm watching the film. Him just laying guys out. He is such a physical kid. He's one of those kids that goes at people without any consideration for his own body. And the collisions this guy was instigating. My goodness. And then they show the ball skills. And that's what I loved about Ransom. If he wasn't just a hitter or a guy that was great on the ball, he was both. And that's what I see out of this kid. We want him badly, Buckeye Nation. I'm glad Bill says he's coming to Ohio State or feels confident that he's coming to Ohio State. Yeah, get excited. This is a naked jaunt kid.
Yeah, Iowa's a tough place to go into and recruit. They do a really good job in-state. This guy has a national offer list, so it's going to be very interesting to watch. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk a little bit about spring practice.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back, Dwayne. Ryan Day met with the media and chatted, and I'm not sure too much was super revelatory during the meeting, but quarterback tussle we know about. One guy that's been mentioned in several spots and in an interview seems like the light has come on is Zach Harrison. He entered here with as much fanfare as any of the defensive ends. You remember the recruiting battle with Michigan. He was theoretically headed to Michigan. Then Al Washington came to Ohio State. Zach Harrison is now here, but he was supposed to be the next in the Bosa Young lineage. That has not manifested itself in any consistent fashion so far. The vibe is he's turned the corner. Do you buy it?
I don't think they'd be talking about it if it wasn't true. He is a kid. Here's the thing. We know what he's capable of. He just hasn't done it. I thought he looked better as a freshman than he did as a sophomore. I saw better effort out of him. I was watching him in games this past season. I'm always watching line play. Same moves every time. Always went to the outside, never even faked an inside move. It was always just try to get around the corner. And eventually, a decent tackle, a kid that plays in the Big Ten, is going to say, okay, all I got to do is make a quicker step outside, and I got this guy. And that's what was happening to him. He was just getting cut off because he was the same thing over and over again. If the light has come on, his physical tools are off the charts. That is it. It's that simple. And this kid becomes an NFL guy, a first-round caliber talent, if he finally says, okay, I've got to increase my repertoire. I've got to mix it up a little bit, and I've got to go from the snap to the whistle, hard as I can go. If that happens, that's what you want to do with all these kids. You're saying, I'm taking this naturally athletically gifted kid, and I'm going to teach him how to play football and teach him to play hard and to work hard. When you get that, that's what you got to start with, the natural tools, and he's got them off the charts. So that's a bad news for the Big Ten, and hopefully for Alabama and Clemson too. If Zach Harrison is finally going to step up, and I would point this out to Buckeye Nation, we were concerned about Nicholas Petit-Frere, and look at him now. It finally happened, and that's another thing with big guys. Sometimes it just takes them longer to come along. So to be happy about that. The one thing I thought really hurt us last year, we were getting our pressure from inside mostly. When Tyreek Smith was in there, he really helped us as an edge rusher. Having a guy that scares everybody. We've seen it here very recently with both Boses and then Chase Young. We know the impact of having that guy on the field that is going to disrupt the passing game. Every play, every time you drop back to throw the ball, he's going to be in your face trying to get to the quarterback, and he's going to get there often. So that could change everything, having an end out there again that everybody's scared of.
And comparing him to the Boses and Chase Young as a prospect, from a physical perspective, there's never been a better prospect than Zach Harrison. You're talking about a 6'6" guy running, the 100 meters in the spring and being competitive on a state level. But the Boses came from St. Thomas Aquinas, and living in the Bosa household was essentially a lifelong defensive line internship. Chase Young came from Dematha in the D.C. area, which is a powerhouse and puts out an average of 10 to 12 Division I football players every season, and his coaching was elite. I just think it took time for Harrison to get adjusted. I mean, you saw what it's like to have the number one or two or three pick in the draft on the edge. It just changes your team. So I can imagine what that would mean for Tyreek Smith and the rest of the crew as well. It will be super, super impressive. We will keep an eye on spring practice as much as they let us. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.